The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dominic, we've been joined live via Zoom by a fine guest. He is author Kanegas. He is the director, The World Is My Country. He's got quite a unique resume. He produced the 1982 Paul Newman war film about winners and did the nuclear war research for the 1983 ABC movie, The Day After. Arthur, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Very pleased to be on your show.
Well, we're honored to host you today, sir. Gary Davis, the topic of this newest documentary and this film, what's it called again, Dom?
It's called The World Is My Country.
Well, tell us about Gary Davis, the subject of this documentary, sir. I was unaware of Gary Davis's resume or who he was. Tell us a little bit more about the man.
Well, Gary started off as a song and dance man on Broadway. He stood in for Danny Kaye, the famous Danny Kaye, did his rapid fire number talk, the rapid fire numbers, and thrilled audiences until he was drafted into World War II and ordered to bomb the city of Brandenburg. And his own brother had just been killed in the war. And he said, "My God, why am I killing people for being on the wrong side of an invisible line I can't even see from my airplane?" He said, "There's something crazy about this." And he got back and saw footage of Hiroshima. And he said, "What if I'm recalled to bomb Moscow? I've got to do something. But I'm just an actor." So what he did is he went to Paris in 1948, where the UN was meeting before the building was built on the East River. And he pulled out this grand act of political theater. He leapt up in the middle of the assembly and he said, "The nations you represent divide us and lead us to the brink of global war." And he called on the United Nations General Assembly to hold elections for a government of, by, and for the people of the planet. Well, he was actually applauded by many of the delegates, but he was ushered out, and this riveted war-weary Europe. Albert Camus and Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Einstein, many famous intellectuals joined him, and they ended up holding a big rally with 20,000 people on December 9th, these supporting rallies around the world, calling on this new United Nations to recognize the rights of humanity. And the very next day, December 10th, the Soviets dropped their objection. They had been adamantly opposing the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, saying it was an intrusion on their national sovereignty. They stepped aside, let it get passed unanimously, and this incredible Universal Declaration that says everybody on the planet has rights and freedom, this got passed unanimously. And that was just the beginning of Gary's dramatic story into bringing us into a vision of a future in which we can unite our planet.
Arthur, how did you get involved with Gary Davis's life? How did you get involved in this documentary project, sir?
Well, I've been concerned since I was a kid about creating peace. And coming through school, being refusing to do the duck and cover, saying, Washington, D.C., where I lived, is going to be the building's whole school's not going to be here. What do you mean, get under our desks and kiss our butt goodbye? We can't, that's not going to help. We got to stop nuclear war. So anyway, I began to do it by working in film. As you mentioned, I did the research for the film The Day After, where 100 million people in this country and 200 million saw the terrible impact of nuclear war. And that moved Ronald Reagan says in his memoirs that before that he was believing his generals when they said you can fight and win a nuclear war. And they were egging him on, and he said, "Man, we can't do this. We've got to start strategic arms limitation talks with the Soviets." So the film had an impact, but the arms race goes on. 70 years after the bomb was created, we're still living under what Kennedy said. Humanity's living under a sword of Damocles, hanging by the slenderest of threads, capable of being cut at any moment by accident, by miscalculation or design. The weapons of war must be abolished before they abolish us. And, we're still in that terrible situation with nuclear weapons being expanded and growing and even more. A Bolton atomic scientist says we're 100 seconds away from an extinction of humanity, basically. And so I went on a quest to try to find and develop stories that would give us a vision of what's the positive future. It's one thing to scare people, but we've got to have a vision for what we want, or just being scared isn't going to solve it. It's not going to help us build a peaceful world. And that's when I read Gary's book, My Country is the World. And I said, this thing is so full of action and drama and great excitement. It's just fantastic for a movie. So that's what was the original inspiration for me to do this film. And I actually had known Gary even before that, but I didn't know he had such an amazing story till I read the book and I made this movie with a great team, Melanie Bennett and others who've worked with me on it.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Arthur Kanigas, the director of The World is My Country, I believe airing on PBS right now. Is that correct, Arthur?
Yes, it's on over 100 public broadcasting stations across the country. If you go to theworldismycountry.com, you can click to see when it's shown in your area. If you missed it there, you can watch it right there from our website. There's a link where you can click on it and get a ticket right to watch it right from your living room and or with friends. So, yes, this is what Martin Sheen calls in the introduction, he calls it a roadmap to a better future. It's a lost piece of history that gives us a roadmap to a better future that's so relevant today.
I do have to say, Arthur, the movie The Day After, my wife and I were just talking about this the other day, and like, you know, going back and watching some of these movies that we watched, you know, like in class as kids, and that one scared the hell out of us. And my wife's a couple years younger than me, so she must have been like third, fourth grade, or like I'm in like fifth, sixth grade. Certainly had an impact, Arthur, and so very excited to talk to you, man. Well done. This scared the hell out of a lot of people. The World is My Country sounds very New World Order-y, right? There's pushback from that kind of attitude, right? From, you know, different nations and conservatives and so forth. How realistic do you think it is that we ever get to a point like that?
Well, let me make two comments. Well, okay, I'll answer that first, but I'd like to go back to what you said about The Day After.
Yeah.
In our film, Gary says, does world government scare you? It does me too, if it's the same old forces of power and money controlling our lives from behind closed doors. But what if we create it? You know, the Declaration of Independence says it's the right of the people to institute government. It says the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says the same thing. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. Almost every constitution says that. And yet Gary says, so why are we knocking our heads against the wall, trying to convince these nation states, a broken nation state system, to create peace, when really we the people just have to get together from around the world and use these new tools and make a leap forward, a new invention, not just duplicate the same thing where you have, you know, win-lose democracy, one side wins, one side loses, the forces of power, money can buy it off, but something where we bring to the top the highest and best wisdom of each of us. And in these Zoom kind of meetings, but across the political boundaries that divide us with certain tools to help us, you know, create true human communication and understanding and to get to know each other and to build bridges that we can then evolve a whole new way that we could govern our planet, where we could resolve some of these threats facing humanity's existence, like climate change and nuclear war.
And you had comments on the Day After?
Yes, I was just going to say, first of all, I wasn't the director of that. I was the researcher. What I was doing is that when they were building the sets, I would fax out to the crew how much bomb damage there would be at the epicenter, what would happen, you know, a mile away, 5 miles away, and so on. And I was working with a group of retired admirals and generals in Washington, D.C., called the Center for Defense Information. And I'd go over to the Pentagon, and I'd work with our other researchers, and we'd research that, and I'd be faxing it out to them so they could build the sets. So I didn't play a major role, but in that role, I began to get nuclear war nightmares. And I, you know,
I would wake up and
you can't shake it. You can't say, well, it was not really a monster in the bed. It really was there. And sadly, the world has kind of almost forgotten that monster is still there. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And it really does threaten extinction. And it's the worst kind of climate change. I mean, think about this. Even a limited nuclear war, like between Israel and Pakistan, would throw so much soot into the atmosphere that it would blanket out the ability to grow crops. You know, the meteor that struck the Earth that killed off the dinosaurs was only 10 miles in diameter. I mean, how many dinosaurs can you kill in 10 miles in diameter? But it threw so much soot and stuff that it blocked out all the vegetation, things couldn't grow, and the dinosaurs died off. Well, I'm afraid we're facing that same situation, and we're incredibly lucky that, you know, no one has pushed the button. But unless we do something to create a new system where we don't depend on mutual assured destruction, I mean, what a slender thread to protect us from people who are just like us. All the world, when you get to know people, they're just human beings. They're trying to live their lives. They want a better life for their kids and their future. And it's this broken economic system and broken political system that is pitting us against each other. And we the people are an incredibly inventive species. And we can invent something better, folks. Let's do it.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Arthur Canegas. He is the director of The World Is My Country, playing out on PBS. And unfortunately for our friends listening on AM 950, you already missed your chance. It played out in April on St. Paul, Minneapolis's public station. But again, you can go to the worldismycountry.com website, and you can watch the movie right there. It's your convenience. Arthur, I got to ask you about one of the quote-unquote stars, and it's not just the subject, Gary Davis. You had Martin Sheen in on this project. Arthur, how was he to work with? Did you give him lots of directions, sir?
Martin is such a delight to work with. He's incredible. We actually rented the little theater about just a couple of miles from his home where he came down to work with us. He was just so incredible, and he's so dedicated to a better world. I mean, he couldn't be a better spokesperson for our film. And he, you know, when we first tried to reach him, we went through agents, managers, they all said he wasn't interested until someone showed the film to his wife, and she was so wonderful. She helped get him to see it, and then he just calls us up almost midnight. Hey, Arthur, I loved your film. What can I do to help? So he was great to work with. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, he played a president on the television. Did he offer any insights about carrying around the nuclear football, at least on television, sir?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that definitely. He is very aware of that. And I think that we need to inspire people to think about how do we create an honorary president of the world, which really is all of us people finding a way to govern our world. And people can take a look at this, you know, by going to theworldismycountry.com, as you mentioned. But they can also join us in our People Powered Planet podcast, where we bring in guests talking about how do we human beings invent a better way to solve these problems. So we'd love to have people join us in both.
Arthur, I've got to ask you, you mentioned, you know, we all have aspirations for our children. We all share certain common things, you know, worldwide. But I'm starting to have a hard time believing that some of my neighbors are the same species as I am, sir. And I know you came on to talk about this fine movie, but I got to ask you about the politics currently in this nation. Do you think there are remedies for our divided nation, sir?
Yes, I do. I mean, I have a neighbor who very much buys into a lot of the, most of the driving kind of propaganda, but he's a wonderful person. We go out boogie boying together. We get to know each other. And I think the key to doing it is to find our common humanity. I think what's breaking us apart is mythologies and ideologies. Well, here's the thing. You know, there was an incredible app, if you would, that was created centuries ago by Robert, who created the Robert's Rules of Order. And it gave us a system for how we could take the chaos of meetings and come to a conclusion, and it was great. You know, 51% won, 49% lost, winners, losers, but you had some way to resolve things. Well, now, we had to invent representative democracy, where we sent somebody off to a distant city. Now we can all meet in the same room, the global room, and we can invent a big leap forward and something that brings us synergy, not win-lose democracy, and helps us all come to a common ground.
Well, Arthur, you got to believe in science for that. Arthur Canegas, director of The World Is My Country. Find it at theworldismycountry.com online. Arthur, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you. And keep up your good political debates that we all need.